James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, and you're listening to a very special edition of the Friday podcast of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Now, Fat, if yes. I take you back to 2006, I was doing breakfast radio on this very station, a show called The Cage, unbelievably successful show, of
that
course.
It was very and, popular, Jim.
Tim Smith, of course, Pete Berner, Parco, who's now doing The Chase, magnificent work there, The Top Flight, Bridget Duclos. Our own Mike Fitzpatrick, Fitzy, who is now our boss, funnily enough. He was doing the same job Rabbits is doing now, anchoring the thing.
Probably better.
But we might be a touch sharper. Yeah, but I'll tell you what we did back in those days is a thing called the internet joke. So people would send us every week thousands of jokes, a bit like you do now, Fat, but probably told better. And the other thing about them is that so many of them were so rude that you couldn't tell them. So you'd probably get 50 a week and 48 of them were too rude to tell. But there was one that was told about three Scottish coal miners that somehow, Bill, ended up going out into the World Wide Web and being presented to people. I had mates in the UK, in the United States, in Scandinavia, in bloody all parts of the world, who would send me this joke back saying, that sounds like your voice, it's bloody funny. And I would also always say, well, that's because it is my voice. It's a segment we used to do on The Cage. Anyway, it was sent to me the other day for the 400th time. Oh, I can't believe it. What are we, 14 years later? Jimmy, so have a listen to this. The internet joke about three Scottish coal miners.
A couple attending an art exhibition at the National Gallery were staring at a portrait that had them totally confused. The painting depicted three black men totally naked sitting on a park bench. Two of the black men, Parco, had black penises, but the one seated in the middle had a pink penis.
A pink?
Pink penis. The curator of the gallery realised the confused couple were having trouble interpreting the painting and offered his assessment. He went on and on for nearly half an hour, explaining, Pete, how it depicted the sexual emasculation of African Americans in a predominantly white patriarchal society. In fact, he pointed out, some serious critics believe that the pink penis reflects the cultural and social oppression expressed by gay men in a contemporary society. After the curator left, a Scotsman approached the couple and said, would you like to know what that painting's really about? The couple said, how would you claim to know more about that painting than the curator of the gallery? Because I'm the guy who painted it, he replied. In fact, there's no African-American representation at all. They're just three Scottish coal miners and the guy in the middle went home for lunch.
Jim.
Fat.
That got a good laugh too, Jimmy boy.
He slid home for lunch, Bill. That's how he ended up with the pink bits.
I can't believe you told that, Jim. That's inappropriate.
And if you can hear the difference in the audio there, Rabbits, you probably picked up on this. That's because I used to do a lot of those shows from my house in Adelaide because I wasn't living in Melbourne at the time. So that's why it sounded like I was broadcasting out of the TARDIS. But it is amazing the amount of people that have that sent to them and then on send it to me and go, geez, that voice sounds like you. They don't even realise, Fat. But anyway, crisp one.
It's actually a good joke. And well told, Jim. So maybe you could tell some jokes now.
No, we far prefer you telling them. Why have you got your glasses on?
I don't know. I was putting on a quarter. I had to read the phone call.
Are we going to be able to put that up on some sort of visual medium, Rabbit?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Good.
No. He'll put his glasses on to do radio.
That's it, to put a quaddy on.
It's a Rush Hour. Triple M.